And it's my pleasure now to welcome a very special guest. Petal Furness is the manager of Gray Roots Museum and Archives. Prior to managing, she led the Heritage Interpretation Team for 10 years, developing in-house exhibits, events, and programs. Welcome. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can we start with you sharing with us your vision of what Gray Roots is all about?
Mm-hmm. Well, the vision comes from a whole path of people, the whole work team, our volunteers, and the community. But our vision is that Gray Roots is the place that people will come to reflect on their place in the world. And it's also the place where we're sharing the collections, which are objects, but we're also collecting stories and memories and keeping that for future generations.
Now, you're not right in Owen Sound, but just south of there.
That's right.
Close by, County Museum, Archives and Tourism Offices, and the Morstan Heritage Village. Tell me about the facility and the village.
Yes, well, in 2004, when they built Gray Roots, it's a 40,000 square foot museum and archives.
Big.
And then there was at the former museum site a history village. So that was moved over, and we're building onto that. It's seasonally operated right now by a wonderful group of mostly volunteers, and it represents a small town village you would find in Gray County or in southern Ontario, and it's very, very popular.
So you go back with these exhibits to the 1850s and
yes,
even beyond.
And even earlier than that.
Yeah.
So we might be talking about this a little bit later. We're actually redoing the whole permanent or Gray County Gallery. So we want to talk about why this area was an attractive place for all humans to live. So we want to go back and tell the story of the Indigenous people who are from here as well, because we're sort of telling everything from the point of view of when the first settlers came, and we just don't think that's fair. This has been a beautiful place for millennia.
Yes, it has. And there's the water, there's the mountains, the escarpment, there's all these things that
yep.
go into making it that way. So you're going to see log cabins, blacksmith shop, farmhouses, a timber frame barn.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Good Cheer Bandstand?
It was built by the Scenic City Order of Good Cheer. So it's a beautiful bandstand, or some people call it a band shell, but it's actually a bandstand. So we have a lot of events in there and musical groups, and it's a beautiful spot. People can bring their picnic lunch and have a picnic there.
Now, there is so much material. Your
mm-hmm.
museum never is showing everything. You just only what the space will allow.
That's right. So most museums, larger museums, perhaps 2% of their stuff, the things that they have on shelves, are on display. Having Morstan as a heritage village allows us to get so many artifacts off the shelves and into the buildings. And the next building we're going to be doing in Morstan is a general store. And we're so excited about it because hundreds, perhaps even 1,000 or more objects will come off the shelves and be on display in the store, so we can talk about them and people can see them and remember them. So that's the beauty of having that kind of a site.
It's not that far from our GTA listeners or from our Eastern Ontario listeners, and it's, as they say, worth the drive see this spectacular countryside and all of this history.
And we're right around the corner from Ingalls Falls, too, which is a beautiful site, especially if perhaps there's some mobility issues. You can drive right there and get out and have a good look around and still feel like you're experiencing nature. And we're not even 2 minutes from there. So it's all accessible.
And what will people see in the gallery? Some local heroes, I guess.
Yes. Well, we've got lots of different things. We try to mix it up. So in the summer, we usually get a larger traveling exhibit. So this year's all about Ice Age mammals. We have an exhibit about saints and sinners, which explores the relationship of prohibition and alcohol producers. We tell usually have a community gallery with community stories in there. So right now, we've had a Black History exhibit up that we've made with the Black History community. We have a printing press gallery as well. We have a theater. We show films every day and host different presentations. So,
some names that are very important in Gray County: Billy Bishop, Tom Thompson, Agnes McPhill. A lot of people aren't aware of these associations.
That's right. That's right. And we're so blessed to have the Billy Bishop House, National Historic Site, and we're blessed to have the Tom Thompson Art Gallery. So we do talk about all of those folks that make us unique and went out there and did something in the world.
So back to what you refer to as the Saints and Sinners Spirited History of Gray County. Alcohol apparently played a very important role in shaping the early history of Gray County. Tell us more.
Some people might argue that it played an important part of history everywhere. We just have the distinction of being dry for so long. right up until the early 1970s. And also we have the distinction of having the birth of the Women's Christian Temperance Union happened in Owen Sound. So you can see the real dichotomy of teetotalers versus those that wanted to drink. So we really talk about history sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it's one of those interesting, authentic stories in our community.
Well, there was a time when Owen Sound and the surrounding area were pretty wild.
That's true. That was called Corkscrew City.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a Gold Rush Klondike town or something like that.
It sort of does, and it's because of the role we played as a port. So Collingwood's a port, and Owen Sound had a port as well, and lots of things then were coming by boat and then later by rail. So it was a jumping-off point and a place people would come.
So the Grey Roots Museum Saints and Sinners exhibit continues until?
Until we renovate that gallery.
Okay.
So,
pretty much throughout the summer. Yeah.
That's right. It's online, culminating with our event, which is only in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, June 24th at Morstan Village. Tell us more about that.
Well, we actually have partnered with local Grey County alcohol producers, so cider makers, beer makers, wine makers. We have four local food producers, and we've partnered with a minister in town, David Shearman, and a youth theater group. So we've got a group of folks that are coming and playing ladies of the evening. And then we have a bunch of temperance women that mostly are staff, mm-hmm. and David Shearman, who are carrying placards about sign the pledge and no booze for our boys. And so we have these different vignettes happening in the buildings. We're going to have a speakeasy set up. We've got
a paddy wagon.
Just in case. Volunteers are working on right now to make sure everything's in place. We've got costuming. It's a really fun day to learn about history and also help support Grey Roots.
Well, something for saints and something for sinners.
That's right.
Appropriately named. Well, mm-hmm. thank you so much to Petal Furness, who is the manager at Grey Roots Museum and Archives, just south of Owen Sound. Is there a website people can go to for more information?
Yes, just simply greyroots.com.
Simple as that, greyroots.com.
And we have an awesome Facebook page.
We'll do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And as we wrap up, we're going to play a drinking song. It's from a Verdi opera, okay? But it's everywhere.